Mayor's making history, everyone's on drugs, and Betty ODs. That and so much more happened on tonight's episode of Grey's Anatomy, and we're recapping it next, so don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yeah, guys, welcome back. Tonight we watched episode 14, season 15, I Want a New Drug, appropriately titled. A lot happened. As always, I'm your host, Krista Flengy, and with me are two of our lovely ladies today.
Hey, guys, Elena here.
Hey, Chelsea Stark-Jones.
We're missing El Marie, but she will be back next week.
Yes.
But until then, yeah, basically, yeah, very drug-centric episode. Mm-hmm. A lot happened. What did you guys think?
I think it was very, like, Grizz likes to do this, and this is what I like about the show, is they really relate to what's going on in society and in culture, and this is, the opioid epidemic is such a huge thing that goes on, and this incident of a hospital being flooded by overdoses is normal in other parts of the country. So I really, you know, commend them for addressing it in this way. I thought it was a really great episode. It was a good jam-packed episode, so I liked it.
It was, yeah, very jam-packed. Mm-hmm. I had the same thought.
I love tonight's episode. I do love that they didn't give us what we thought they were going to give us. Yeah. And I don't know if that made sense while you were watching it when I said it, because I think from the previews of last week, we may have thought that the episode was going to take a turn for something else and we would walk away from the screen feeling heartbroken and not knowing what to do with ourselves. But that's not the case, and I'm not mad at it this time. I'm okay the fact that they didn't break my heart.
Yeah, I'd agree. I'm glad they went with the ending they chose, just especially, we'll get to it later with Betty and everything, because that could have just been all kinds of turmoil for Amelia, and that would have been quite the road when we've already got a lot going on with that whole situation. But yeah, overall, I think I really liked it. There's so much happening, and there's great stories going on with the characters we don't usually see, and we saw a lot more of the interns this episode, so that was nice too. But yeah, basically, it starts out, and we're learning that Mayor's at it again, breaking more records. And what is it that she... It's her, the longest surgery in the hospital. And was it 27 hours and 8 minutes?
That's what it... down? Yeah, it ended up being 27 hours and 8 minutes.
That's insane. Could you imagine standing for 27 hours and 8 minutes?
Not even just standing, but not drinking. Or
using
unless
the
they
bathroom?
Put a straw.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like they do, like, bring a straw, but then you don't want to drink because then you're going to have to use the restroom, and then having someone to wipe your sweat, and you're literally just moving for 27 hours, like, working, life or death situation.
I couldn't.
How do you not get in your own head?
That makes no sense.
Yeah, I can't even, like, stop thinking about other things for a couple, to meditate.
Yeah,
you know, how could you do that for 27 hours and just focus on that one thing?
Well, it's
because incredible.
She has an awesome co-pilot with her, DeLuca.
Oh, yeah. Did we love that he just happened to be in the surgery? Well, Helms was
great
at first. Yeah.
DeLuca.
Well, we did have Helms in there for a second, but she couldn't hold her bladder, and she was relieved. And then, of course, it's just them two. Who else would be in there with her, you know, to root her on? Of course,
except
they'd have to put one of them
the
in there.
The cute little nurse that assists.
Yeah, our scrub nurses.
Our scrub nurses. I loved her this episode. It's like a slight little thing, but, like, they're all, you always see that.
Yeah, I love
that. She always has really cute, nice comedic relief
in
most episodes when she's in surgery, so I love that.
Yeah.
Even though, like, they may be the smallest encounters, but we always
and
get...
And some of them, like, have been there since day one.
Yeah.
Which is great.
She's one of them,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, she
she's
is.
She's like your Wonder Woman.
It helps that they don't really show us their faces because we never really know.
Yeah, we're like, I think I've seen you before. I've seen you a lot.
Also loved Meredith's humble brag when DeLuca was trying to, like, give her props for doing the solo surgery. And she got a little sad. She was like, that just means I'm going to break it.
It was so Meredith.
Like, you go, cocky humble brag.
Yeah, but that's totally Meredith. She's just always chasing the next
and
dream.
And that made DeLuca fall more in love with her.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real. That's
Which,
just like...
he's been falling hard this whole episode. Just watch at the end when she's passed out and he wheels her into an empty room and covers her up. It's like, DeLuca, relax. It's been 2 days. It's cute, but, like, come on.
They have to
He's definitely
it.
Head over heels,
he
though.
Is.
Yeah.
I think it's sweet.
It seems one-sided. And it could just be my interpretation.
It does, but I think Mare, in a lot of her relationships, she's very, which is probably smart on her part, but it's always like they're way more into her at first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely think she's playing it cool. She's not the, like...
Which would be smart of her.
And she's not, like, a super over-emotional type person either, I feel like. We don't really see her, I don't know, like... get giddy or get really down or get like, you know, she's just very like even keel.
She keeps that kind of stuff on the inside. She doesn't like wear her emotions on her sleeve too often, which is a very Mare characteristic. Did anyone else catch the comment that Karev made to Joe about it? Someone was like, oh, Joe was like, she has DeLuca in there with her to keep her company because he was sad that he was missing out on the surgery. Mm-hmm. And he's like, that's nothing, or that's not anything serious. And she's like, well, it kind of is. So I'm wondering how, if, you know, he's her best friend. So, like, is he just referring because he doesn't know, he hasn't heard it from the source yet, or he just doesn't think it's going to be?
I think it's judging for where it is right now.
Because, which is the true, yeah.
Like, I mean, Joe only feels so strongly about it because Meredith kind of blew off Link for DeLuca, in a sense. But we really don't know what Meredith is going to do with Andrew, if she's going to be into it or not be into it. And I think Karev, for right now, it's like, she's not into him. I'll know when she's into him. And that's not right now.
And especially from a dude's perspective, he's like, it's been, what, weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah. What can we really say so far? So, yeah. But we didn't get any interaction between her and Link today.
Oh, girl, the writers wrote them off.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is a done deal.
It is. It totally is.
Episode.
But I really liked him this. I loved him when he just picks up Betty, which we'll get into later. But I liked his little moments this episode, besides the ones with him and Amelia.
Thank you. I was going to say,
which he didn't know.
Yeah.
But it was cringeworthy. Yeah, that
for
part.
Sure.
I liked him prior, though. But yeah, before we get into our next topic, someone have a...
Well, obviously, before we get into our next topic, we just want to thank you guys so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. We really could not do it without you. And in order for us to continue to grow, we could use your help. So make sure if you're watching on YouTube right now that you like and you give us a comment. Or if you're listening on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. We could totally use it. Make sure you go ahead and thumbs up and leave us a comment, because we all pretty much check the chat throughout the week and we love interacting with you. Mm-hmm. And AfterBuzz means so much to all of us, and it gives us so many opportunities. And we really just love growing with our fans at home and binging over our shows. So thank you for supporting us and helping us do what we love.
Yeah, seriously. One of my favorite parts about being on this particular panel is how great you guys are in the chat. There's always so many of you in there, and you'll reach out to us with memes and stuff for our segments. And so keep on doing that. We're always watching and we're interacting, and we're just really thankful that you guys do that every week. So.
Yes.
But yeah, so next topic. How we mentioned it in the beginning, this was a very drug-centric episode, and basically everyone is... It starts out with just people after person coming into the hospital because they're getting laced opioids, from a guy in the park. Which, like, what?
Yeah. I mean, but that's, like, to the point...
Yeah, that happens.
It's going on, and it's so crazy. Like, it's... Yeah, I mean, my boyfriend's from West Virginia, and it was something like this, where, like, a opioid outbreak happened and there wasn't enough paramedics to respond to all the overdoses.
Oh my goodness.
And it's like things like this are going around all over the country.
It's so
and
heartbreaking.
It's just these mass things, and librarians are learning how to use Narcan, which is the drug to reverse the opioids and stuff like that. And it's just, it's
so they can
because it's so, you know, prevalent today. So yeah, I don't think enjoyed is the right word, but I really just like that how they showed attention to something like this as going on.
Especially
in the
for people who aren't necessarily they're not aware that kind of stuff goes on, which there's a lot of people that aren't, or if they do, not to the magnitude that it is happening.
Yeah.
So it's nice for those people to watch, and then the people that have experienced to see that it's, you know, we're shedding light on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's so sad because obviously in this, not that I'm condoning the drug doing that was happening, but, you know, they go in and it's laced, and then everyone, you have, like, people from all walks of life coming on. You have a mom that comes in with her lost her son.
So
no one even knew.
Yeah. I was this
PTA I thought she just lost mom. Him. Yeah.
I was so upset that she played us like that, though.
Me too.
And I mean, obviously, as a mom, you will, because you're afraid you're going to lose your son, especially if you know that you're taking drugs and you shouldn't be. However, I felt played because I really did think that she wanted to see what was happening and her son just got picked up.
Me too. Yeah.
Like, what?
And I was like, that's an easy thing to, you know, you bring him into the park and all this chaos is happening. Yeah. But good kudos to Joe for being like, you know, something's up with this. You know, her BP Soren.
Yeah.
And then the sweet old homeless man, like, no other, he's got anything else he could be doing. Well, not anything else, but he has to walk there and he's got to take him to the hospital.
I wondered if he got a ride from the ambulance if he walked, because how far was this park?
I'm assuming not that close. I mean, I don't know. Seattle's kind of big. We don't know necessarily, but that could have.
Well, I mean, backing up a little bit too, like, the crazy thing was. When the car, how it all started, the just getting dropped off and
because
then the
no
friends
one wants
driving
to be associated
off.
With
yeah,
it.
Or like get in trouble for it or anything like that. And it was just like, that's just so crazy.
Which, who knows, those people might not have taken it yet. So now they're going to go do it and just end up there anyways.
Yeah. It was insane. It was a lot. And like, again, it kind of took away from like everything great going on with Meredith and her like surgery. How they're like, we have no more residents. Like, where are all the residents? They're like, oh, they're watching Meredith. They have to come down and stuff like that. It was like, oh, it was so unfortunate that it happened on that
but
day.
I think it was also really beautiful that it happened that way, because here Meredith is breaking records and setting new standards in the hospital. And honestly, she wasn't doing it for an applause or an audience, and she probably would have kicked him out if she could have. And all this chaos is happening, yet here she is in all her greatness achieving.
Yeah.
Like, I think that the way they did that was, you really are one of the greats.
Like, yeah.
It was really nice.
And it doesn't matter what's happening or what the competition is or whatever the case may be, she is still always going to be on top.
Exactly. It was really great, because it started out as this full viewing and all the interns are watching, and then it's just her and DeLuca at the end, and she doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's not why she does it, and it's just, and she's even like, well, it's great for you guys, but I'm just going to want to do something better now, which is awesome. She's, it's all a personal achievement to her, which is why I love Meredith, her character at least.
It was really, when I was watching the show and I was going through it and I realized it was a breakout with overdoses. Before I knew that Betty Britt was going to end up there, the foreshadow, I was just like, she's going to show up. And then it got heartbreaking, because I think it was all these kids coming in, and I just didn't know which way they were going to go with it, especially like, you know, Richard's been has an addiction. Amelia has an addiction. So I didn't know which way they were really going to go with it and how they would have tried to suck us into this episode. So it was just very fascinating to watch that all unfold.
I know. I forget sometimes about Richard. And there's so many different people that addictions affected them in some way. Especially like today with Karev. We forget that his mom was a drug addict and it's affected his life. There's just like, it affects people in so many different ways, unless, you know, they could have done it or they knew someone. And it's really prevalent in the hospital, and you see an episode like this and you remember.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it was really important, the part where they had we'll get into Link after, we'll just finish up this topic, but so basically I was gonna ask you guys the Truman thing, when she was looking for him and the husband comes and he's like, the police can take care of her, I'm gonna take my son, and Joe and him had the little moment, and Joe was like, you know, she needs your help, she needs to recover, treatment. And he was like, no, she almost lost our son, hurt him. And then Karev was like, yeah, you just protect your son. What did you feel about that? Them? I know they like work it out at the end and they talk about it, but just like two totally different perspectives, but one's been through it and the other one, it's just two different sides.
It was interesting, because Karev did say, get her treatment, yes, but make sure you take care of your kid first. I think that the way that he said it was just a little aggressive because of his past. But at the end of the day, he was making sure that he put the child first, while also saying, take care of your wife, you do that. But right now, she's not the priority, because she made the choice to put our kid in danger. And our kid has no one else to look after him and cannot make this choice for himself right now. So I think Karev gave sound advice. I just think it was very emotion driven.
Agreed.
Because of his past.
Yeah, he gave it in a very Karev way. Like, I respect what he was saying, but it was very Karev delivery. You yeah. know,
so he always has that like full power emotion. Yeah, and he just can't let it. Which I, it's great. Yeah, but yeah, in the situation, you're like, oh, yeah. And the dad was like, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't like how he neglected Joe in the moment. But Joe being who she is, I do love that she understood and didn't try to make it a thing. She understands Karev in a way that a lot of us don't, even though we're like watching a show, yeah. We know his whole history. But they work well together. So I didn't like how he dismissed her in a sense, mm-hmm. but I do love that she wasn't reactive.
Yeah, I couldn't mm-hmm. agree more. I love them together. They balance each other out. And she knew in that moment to be like, he needs to say what he's going to say because this is how he feels, and then I'm going to sit him down later and talk to him.
Yeah.
And we're going to... And even they, like, ended the moment with, I love you too. And it was just like, yeah, because she gets you, and you can talk about those things, and in the moment she can let you act mm-hmm. like that, and it's all going to be okay. But, yeah. So, now going into, well, all this drug stuff's happening, like you touched on before, Betty shows up with Linus, her rehab boyfriend.
He's so sweet.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my. His you little story. You don't think
story,
he's sweet? His story about her telling him all the things that scared her. And he was like, no, well, I'll protect you, kind of.
Then
he was
why so did you take her to a park to get laced and do meth?
Because they're addicts.
I know that. Yeah. But, like, I just, like.
I know.
I didn't find him to be sweet.
And they do it together. Not it's sweet, oh, they share drugs together, but his genuine concern for her was sweet.
Yeah, no, the drug addiction, not so sweet. But he was, you could tell he was in love with her, and he just wanted to protect her. He didn't do all the things he could have to protect her with the drugs. But you could genuinely tell he cared so deeply about her.
Yeah.
To the point where he shoots up in the... Yeah. That part, I was not expecting that to happen.
I was not either, and honestly, it really makes me cringe because I just see the needle in his arm and all the blood.
Yeah,
and I'm just
blood.
Like, ouch. I don't even understand why you would want to do that because ouch. It's literally...
That, how do you even get in there?
after he goes on and talks about how he wants to protect her and how he needs to be there for her and all this stuff, and then he takes himself from her.
He can't stay sober while she's in surgery.
It's the sickness, though.
Yeah, and it was heartbreaking. And like you guys said, it was so unexpected because, what, Link and Amelia were, like, having this weird conversation right outside the door, and then a pool of blood just drips from under it.
Grade A, Grey's Anatomy fashion. But, yeah, and that conversation, so... Well, Betty's going through the surgery and everything's happening. Obviously, Amelia's beside herself.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it just... They put Link out there because Link doesn't necessarily know Amelia's unless someone's told him and we weren't a witness to it. But, you know, why would that be a conversation that you'd tell him? He has no idea all the stuff that Amelia's been through. So he's just out there, you know, venting because he's trying to save these patients who are just trying to kill themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And Amelia, I'm surprised she did, but she's so distraught right now that I think... She's just like, what am I? I can't with you right now. I can't defend.
I totally thought she
was
going to.
It was so
like,
cringy, though,
because
I was like, no, you have no idea who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know, but it was so tough.
I thought the same thing. But I mean, she handled it really well up until her breakdown.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it was a very overwhelming and stressful episode, as is.
So. It was, because you get where everyone's coming from, but everyone has a different emotional side to it, so their reactions are going to be the same and justified based on their life experiences mm-hmm. with drugs, you know? Where Link doesn't know, and he can't think like that, where Amelia does.
Yeah. Speaking of Link, I don't like the moment that he and Amelia had in the hallway before we found out about...
I was... Like, what's happening here?
I was like, please don't. Ew, no, yeah. no. Like, no.
I saw that too, and I was like, are we going there right now?
No, we cannot. Yeah. First of all, no.
You cannot add another person into this, what, square now? Like, what?
Well, our boy Mikey in the chat really thought there was chemistry between Link and Amelia.
Yeah, they were making it seem so.
I didn't feel the chemistry.
I think...
There was something happening.
Amelia was... She was in the moment because of her, like, she was sad. It was a lot of, I don't think it was a real moment.
I didn't even feel like he reciprocated. Like, I feel like he didn't know how to react to her emotions, and it was just very uncomfortable for me, at least. That's how I interpreted the whole thing.
Well, he also, he was hesitant to console her when she was breaking down. He was like, should I not? Which made me very happy, because I was like, okay, good. Like, this is not going to be a thing. But no, when they locked eyes and they were talking about where would you escape to, I was like, ma'am, first of all, that's Meredith's man. I mean, I know the writers don't want it to happen, but in my mind.
We are here, yep.
So you need to stop, okay? That's really all that mattered to
me. That was, I saw that too and I was like, what in the world are we going to do now?
I didn't pick up on that.
I did. I just got that vibe and I was like, no, what's going on?
No.
But yeah, so basically, another thing I really liked, just kind of to wrap it all up with the Betty thing, is that the beginning of this episode, Owen is going through losing the baby and the parents are taking her. No one knows where Betty is. And then the fact that at the end of this, Betty brings them all together.
Yeah.
It was sweet, but it was also so tough because I love how Bailey even made a comment and she's like, no, you can't go in there. Mm-hmm. Love that Teddy was the one that had to come to the rescue.
And did the surgery. Yeah. Yeah.
But how Bailey was like, no, you go wait out there with the other parents. Because it's like, I know it's not biologically Owen or Amelia, but they care for both of those kids so deeply. So yeah. Having them all sit out there, yeah.
You know, I didn't like the Leo goodbye. I hated that it was him getting paged and that was rushed. I hated how the parents came into his home and was very
pounded
like,
on
cold
the door.
And rude. I did not like that. I didn't like the whole exchange. And I mean, granted, yes, they all came together again because of the drastic Betty situation. But it really made me uncomfortable to start the episode with how like cold the parents are towards this whole thing. It's like, you should be very grateful to these people for taking care of your child and grandchild while you were, you know,
just, you know,
waiting.
I know
for her
you
to
didn't know, but
I mean,
at least
like,
be
have
nice.
A search
yeah.
party. I have no empathy for these parents whatsoever. Yeah. They're
I
not
see.
Likeable
I feel bad. But I know they really aren't playing them to be likable, but mm-mm. It's also just, I wish they would have showed more kindness. I know this is a hard situation for everyone, but they were just so rude. And then they used Amelia's addiction against her when she was just trying to, you know, be relatable and be like, your daughter can come back from this. Yeah. And then it continues this week and she's doing it again to help them. And it's just, yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys catch? Okay. First of all, totally agree. Also, I don't like how they said thank you. Like, we're so grateful. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah,
whatever.
I was like, you seem so.
But did you guys catch the moment right after that when she, like, asked for Leo, like, can I have him or can I hold him? And then, I don't know what happened, but she was like, whoopsie. And I was like, ma'am, did y'all not catch that?
No, that's great.
As soon as Amelia gave Leo over to her, like, she was, like, getting him together, and then she was like, whoopsie. And I was like, is that what we're going to do
it's
right
been
now?
A minute since.
No.
That's funny. No. They purposely did that.
Let
that's
us
great.
Know in the chat room if you caught that scene or if I may have.
I love that you caught that. That's great.
Maybe I made it up. No. She said whoopsie.
I'm sure they did because they were like, yeah, just goes to show, you know, it's been a minute. They're going to have to adjust to it too. Yeah.
Right.
I didn't like them. I don't like them. And with Betty surviving, I'm curious to see if they still play a role.
This is might season. Also be a prediction, but did anyone, I'm just going to say now, because so obviously the sisters are all like, you know, Amelia's going to need us. Love that Maggie knew that, because, yeah, this is going to be really traumatic
for
her.
Did you call Maggie?
Did I call Maggie? What did I call her?
I think you said Maggie. I think it's your little Wisconsin accent.
Was it my Wisconsin came out? My apologies. But they like came to the rescue, and Meredith was like almost passed out at this point.
Yeah.
But they had noticed that she was hugging Teddy, so they were like, "Oh, that means she lived, right?" Mm-hmm. And they said it like three times, and I was like, "Is something gonna go bad?"
Yeah.
Like I know she's awake now, but I hated that they said that like three times.
And it was so soon because all we knew was she was in ICU.
Teddy hasn't even said anything.
Well, she said couldn't. That she made it out of surgery, but then she couldn't because once they heard she made it out of surgery, she's in ICU.
Yeah.
And then I thought that while they were celebrating that she made it out of surgery, something was going to go
Me
bad,
too.
But it didn't. Think
so. We think it's fine now that she's awake, and they're not going to have her pass out on me next episode.
I don't think so. I did really like that moment between Amelia and Teddy, though. Like they've had such an awkward relationship the last couple of episodes, so it was like really nice to see like this like warm embrace between the two of them who are now like sister wives in some weird way. I appreciated that.
Sister wives.
Yeah.
There's so many sister wives.
A weird
I did
connection.
Like it too. It was just, she was like completely thankful.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
there was no, she didn't care about anything else in that moment, like which was sweet.
She you're only my... cared about Britt.
Britt.
She only cared about her in that moment because even when she was like, you know, Teddy, you do it. Like, we don't have time to go back and forth with Maggie and et cetera. she just was like, do it. So she had her mind very set. And still, she's still surprising me with just how mature she has been throughout these past few episodes, mm-hmm. especially dealing with Leo and she the parents. Mm-hmm. And the scene where they're waiting for Teddy to come out to give them the news. Okay, two things. Loved Amelia consoling the mom when she was, like, breaking down, even mm-hmm. though Amelia may feel closer to Brit Bett. Love that. But did you guys feel like when the dad said, I don't even want to look at you right now,
oh, that he was talking to Amelia.
Owen and Amelia.
Yeah. And then he clarified, so and I was like, you better.
Oh,
yeah,
I got real mad in my seat.
I was going to say, oh, no.
That dad made me mad a couple times this episode.
I don't
episode.
Like him. He's a prick.
Yeah. At the end, too, like with him. The boyfriend thing, I was like, yeah. You better tell her. What she's going to go off searching for him yeah. if you don't.
First of all, someone needs to have a conversation with him and help him understand that your aggressive ways or even just the ways that you are may be some of the cause for her running away.
Yeah.
So if you want your daughter to stay, I'm going to need the dad to really get a shift. And I think that Amelia's helping with that, even though he's very close to it.
Yeah.
Unintentionally she is, because even the mom started to repeat some of the things that Amelia was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's been through it.
Yeah. So yeah, that's like, I'm curious, like, is she going to be like a sponsor type role with Betty?
Hope
like
so.
Is Betty still gonna be in, you know, a character in
I
the
think,
show?
Or like, at least I'm, they bring her up, because even yeah. the mom at the end, she kept repeating, Betty has you have to live, you have to decide to live.
Mm-hmm.
Which was so true when they were saying that about the boyfriend. I was like, Amelia's been through the same exact
yeah.
thing, and it was kind of her turning point, so maybe it could be Betty's, but you have to let her decide. You can't just hide that from mm-hmm. her. So I hope the mom kind of takes Amelia's side and lets her.
Yeah. I mean, it would break my heart for them to no longer have a relationship
or just disappear.
With Leo
yeah.
or Brit Bett.
I don't think that would happen, because even though Brit Bett has deceived us so many times and lied and fallen into her addiction and her sickness,
mm-hmm.
she really does care about Amelia.
Yeah.
And even when she came into the hospital, like when she was in the clinic before her heart started mm-hmm. giving her trouble, she said to Linus, I want to get out of here. I have to get out of here. I can't let Amelia see me like this again. I don't want to do that to her.
She cares about
so
her,
so she
too.
Cares yeah. about Amelia, too. She cares about breaking her heart. She cares about letting her down and disappointing her. So I feel like throughout her life, if she lives, she will live, I'm assuming, that she will be able to, you know, pull it together and kind of make Amelia proud.
Yeah. I also think, too, when Betty did wake up, or whatever, Brit, but when she woke up, she first saw Amelia and Owen, and then she shifted her gaze to her parents,
mm-hmm.
and, like, that stuck to them.
She's
and I think
shocked.
You kind of saw Amelia, like, real, like, that's when it clicked to her, like, I'm no longer her parental figure
yeah.
anymore. And so it was just, like, kind of her, like, letting go of Betty in that light.
Yeah.
Which was sad, but, like, yeah, she's no longer your full responsibility,
mm-hmm.
you know, and maybe that will help
but
her.
But she
and
is,
Owen
she has a different
perspective
than the parents do. So she needs for, I think, Betty to make that recovery. She needs Amelia's perspective, and the parents need to go to her, because she knows how to go from it from the other side,
mm-hmm.
where they're just mad because she can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
And Amelia's like, it's a process
mm-hmm.
every day for the rest of her life. It will be. But
yeah.
Yeah. Before we go into our special segments, is there anything else you guys want to add?
I just want to throw out how in love Schmidt is.
Oh, Schmidt. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Infatuated.
Schmidt is so in love, he don't even know what to do with himself. He is just like,
yeah,
literally.
I like forgot, but they were heavy in this episode, their little moments.
It
was almost like underplayed with all the, but there were so many cute moments
I
where he's just
thought
in love.
He was going to mess up, because when Link was like, make sure you tell the anesthesiologist that he had 4, you know, doses of Narcan.
And he can only
Narcan.
See butterflies.
I was like, oh my god, he's going to totally forget to tell the anesthesiologist this. This person's not going to wake up. Like, this is going to be horrible. That was the only thing going through my head.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really cute.
They
that
are
day.
Very much
really
he's
sweet.
Head over heels.
And I did like the I mean, they fit so much into this episode, but I did
you
like
you
the
get something from everyone.
Yeah, the Maggie and Jackson and the homeless man.
Mm-hmm.
their moment together. And
he had great teeth.
Yes. The homeless man?
Yeah.
He must be flossing and like he had
an amazing smile. His teeth were great. And I was like, how did you come on?
He was a dentist before.
I kind of thought that Jackson was just going to take him in.
Me too.
I
not just give him all his
the
things.
Camping gear. Yeah.
But that worked out. It worked did. With the episode.
And it was really sweet. And it was one of those things too in life where you don't, I mean, I guess this could be for the cure. So I'll save it.
Never mind. Is that your cure though?
It's not my cure.
Dang. Okay. Well, but you already talked about it. So now I have to change my cure.
I think we all have the same cure.
I wrote down a couple in case we do.
Okay.
I did too.
Well, then let's get into the cure. Let's do the cure first. Yeah. Okay.
Special
segments. All right. Does anyone want to go? I can go last.
I'm going to go first because I feel like I don't want anyone to take mine because I don't have a backup.
Okay.
It was, of course, the Amelia moment when she was talking about her fiance having the overdose, which I think happened on Private Practice, not on Grey's. And, you know, she's like, my fiance died in my arms. I thought I'd die too. I thought it would kill me, but it actually saved my life. And she went on to say, you can't protect her from the pain, but you can hope that this is her bottom. And I hope she decides to live. And I thought, like, her whole sentiment about that was like, yeah, like, that is, like, you have to tell her about her boyfriend. Like, this is, because he might run away, mm-hmm. or she might go chase after him, or whatever, she thinks he's out there. And you have to, you can't, like, put the, you know, baby, you just have to, like, let her go and live her life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if she knows, if this is her bottom, she will rise to the top, you know, so.
Which I really hope she does.
Yeah.
I hope so, too.
I really like that moment with Amelia. It just shows how far she's come.
I loved her final words, period. Like, to Betty, Brittany, her monologue, whatever it was, I love that entire thing. Mm-hmm. It just, it made me want to live, and I'm not dying. So
yeah. It made me want to fight first, you know, just get up and fight. Yeah.
So my cure, I'm going to give it to Teddy. Teddy had a moment with Maggie where Maggie wanted to scrub in, and she really just wanted to be there for her sister, which is crazy because they're not even blood sisters. They're sisters by marriage.
Her sister-in-law.
Yeah. So I loved that Teddy said to Maggie, let me do this so that if Betty doesn't make it, Amelia has me to blame because she's going to need her sister. Mm-hmm. So I love that Teddy was thinking about Amelia in that way. Like, okay, if I can't pull this off, you're going to need support.
Yeah. Which, remember how Teddy and Owen didn't talk for a season, basically, because he killed her, or didn't kill him, but didn't let her know, and she blamed him. Yeah. So she was thinking, like, that's why, I loved that moment.
It was good.
So I think that was just, we had really great sister moments these past few episodes, and I'm very proud
of it. Sister wives.
Yeah.
Mine was, I'll go with this one, because we didn't really talk about Bailey and her boo at all, but just at the end when they were sitting outside the hospital after the long day, and she was just kind of like, it's so scary having kids in this world. It's just terrifying. And then he was like, it's scary, Ben. It's a scary world, but it's beautiful too, and you can't get lost in the fear. And I was like, that's so true. Like, so much scary crap happens, but you can't focus on it. And it was just so sweet, them sitting outside, snuggling.
Looking at the stars. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Bailey's like, I'm not going to get high. Girl, can you live in the moment, please?
So great. All right, make sure you guys leave us your cures in the chat. We love reading them.
I don't see anyone writing their cures. Tell us what your cure was. Yeah. Oh, Mikey has one.
Here, let's hear it.
My cure was Maggie saying to Meredith, she's going to need us. Mm-hmm. You know what?
That was good.
On that, I'll also add, because I had a sister moment, them walking down the hallway thinking that they were going to get bad news, and Meredith not crashing until she knew that Amelia was okay. Like, so she's walking down the hallway. She was just going to do it. I mean, she just did a solo surgery for 27 hours. And then Meredith said, okay, so she's good, right? And Maggie goes, yeah, she looks back. Meredith is gone. I was like, okay.
That's all I need.
That's a real life moment right there.
Any more before we go into?
No?
Okay. Well, let's go into our next segment, our Grey's Anatomy memes.
Grey's Anatomy memes.
Ooh. So, let's see.
I'm first so excited for the memes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So, this one. Is this last?
This is an old one.
The 3 weeks ago. Merch. Sorry. That was our bad. This is why I don't do it in threads. No.
Grey's Anatomy.
There's like a scissors and Katherine Heigl.
I've skipped
Mahara. Yeah, in the meantime, I will say when my backup cure was actually with the homeless man saying how he, when Jackson was going on that whole rant about like, yo, you'll realize what you could do with so little in life and blah, 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 like it's these multi-million dollar doctors. Mm-hmm. And he's just sitting there like, oh, that's, you know. Yeah, you can get by with a little. Like, it was a really...
Well,
yeah.
To that note, though, the other point was when he got all of the camping stuff out of the trunk, he was just like, you had all of this in your trunk.
Yeah.
And it's a moment that makes you realize whether you are making millions as a doctor or not, how much do you really carry around and do you really have that you're not even thinking about? Because to them, we need all this stuff to go camping.
Mm-hmm. And really, he needs that, oh, thank you, he to just, live.
Yeah. Right.
I know I loved that moment where it was just like, it makes you realize what you don't need, which I wouldn't. Yeah.
And grateful for what you do have. Yeah.
So good. Okay. So this one was good. It was just, watch Grey's Anatomy. They said it'll be fun. They said, and it's just dead, dead, gone, gone. But you look at
That's
this list and you're
so sad.
Yeah. So many.
Everyone literally dies, which is probably why this season they're listening to us about our they're trying to help us with our mental state, and they're like, okay, let's keep some people alive.
Yeah, do we need to make this list any longer?
Christina's the one that hurts me the most.
Yeah, but at least hers is gone.
Christina. I just miss her.
Oh, she didn't die.
No,
I know,
she's
but
just
like
gone.
I miss having her presence.
You almost
no, Christina's still with us. And then I thought this one was pretty funny. Name a more iconic duo. I'll wait.
Oh, the Elvad. Wait, is he in the scissors for cutting the Elvad?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yo, she did it for love.
She went psycho.
I wasn't a Izzy fan.
She was hard to be. It was hard to be a Izzy
fan. I think I also just don't like Katherine Heigl. That's just a personal thing.
It's a lot
thing.
Of people's.
I miss her baking, though. I do miss her baking.
Oh, yeah. No, she had sweet moments. She brought a different character to the crew that don't get much
for
anymore.
Sure.
But, yeah. So send us our memes, too, because some weeks you guys do, which we love. And we've used before, but yeah, let's get into predictions.
News.
Oh yeah, we have news too. We'll do it after. We'll do it after.
So first things first, we got our girl Chandra Wilson, aka Dr. Bailey.
I love her.
So next week's episode is a pretty monumental episode, guys. Mm-hmm. So it is a record-breaking episode. It's breaks the record for longest running primetime hospital drama previously held by ER.
Yeah.
So 15 seasons, 15th episode, and our girl Dr. Bailey, Chandra Wilson, will be directing next week's episode.
That's so exciting.
Oh, that's so amazing.
Yeah. An OG. Go Grays, you did it. You beat ER.
So they did a pretty cool like ending promo. They didn't show previews for next week. They did like this like really interesting promo. So I don't know if they're gonna pay like a lot of homage to things that have happened in the past or if they're gonna move the story forward.
Yeah, I've heard her say in like some interviews being like, this episode's gonna be really great. It's gonna change television.
I'm looking forward to
My concern is next episode gonna be the winter finale as the other shows also?
Because technically we had that big break, so is this gonna be like our little spring?
Yeah, spring? So that's just what I'm worrying about because all of the other shows literally are stopping next week.
And other Shonda shows are too.
That's what I'm saying. Other Shonda shows are stopping next week.
That might make sense because they did do a lot of like late casting. And speaking of casting, Amy Acker, we've been talking about this a lot, mm-hmm. who is set to play Dr. Shepherd, Amelia's sister, and it's Amy Acker. She will be playing Kathleen Shepherd, the final Shepherd sister that we have not seen. And Krista, you got an interesting message on social media.
Yeah, so I'll save the second half of this for predictions, but that part, because it's kind of a prediction, I'll use it as mine. But the last piece of news is actor Jake Borelli, who plays Schmidt. He actually had an appendectomy because he had appendicitis during the filming of this recent episode.
What's appendicitis?
So it's just where your appendix like burst. So it happened while he was on set, though. Like, how ironic.
There's so many doctors that could have helped him with the surgery.
But yeah, we got to wrap up, so let's quick do predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So I'll quick get into, so Abby, who's always in the chat, she reached out to me on Instagram about the news that we just shared about Kathleen Shepherd,
Amy Acker playing her. Yeah.
So she thinks that girl Kate that Jackson met out in the woods that lost her brother, we learned about her a couple episodes ago, is the same girl. is Shepherd's sister, and we're gonna be, it's gonna be some drama, but yeah,
that would be just, great. Yeah,
I mean, honestly, it pissed me off because I've been talking about how the sister's been having these moments, and that's gonna come in and break up the sisters. I don't have time for that drama.
But then, don't you know? But like, I love Maggie, it. So thank you, Jackson. Yeah.
My prediction is gonna be that that's not what's gonna happen. That is not gonna happen, and the sisters will make it through.
I like it.
So we're all about the sister wives here. I'm gonna go ahead and say that I think that Betty will be a prevalent role in Amelia's life moving forward. You know, and we also were thinking that bringing Kathleen in was because Amelia was going to hit some type of rock bottom with Betty possibly passing away. So now that we know that's not happening, I am kind of leaning towards Abby's theory of it's, Kathleen.
Yeah, I forgot Kate the brother thing.
Being a...
The fact that she lost a brother is really like, why would they tell us?
And I mean, this Amy Acker woman kind of also looks like Jackson's type. Like, she kind of looks
like... And she looks like a... Yeah. So,
I don't know.
We'll find out next week, hopefully. Like where this is
going. It would be juicy.
Yes. Well, thank you guys for joining us again. That's all the time we have. As always, I'm your host, Krista Flengy.
And
you can find me all over social media at Krista Flengy.
And you can follow me on all social platforms at Elena checking out.
Hey guys, Chelsea Stark Jones. You can find me online at ChelseaStarkJones.com and on Instagram at C_S Jones.
Thank you guys. See you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.